good practice as far as tempo and stuff. You know, unfortunately, we had some little nicks and things, then the Tannen-Doss thing. We'll see with that as we get more information. But, you know, we went through practice. You saw we turned the music down just to try to change it up. Chaos can be music. Chaos can be quiet. And just to change up our guys. I thought that last period, though, the sudden change, you know, it was picked up. Offense had some success in that period and did a good job. So we're trying to finish up with the red zone period right there. And, you know, with Tannen's deal, we just ended up, you know, calling it right there. We were going to do four plays right there. So
before that last period, you gathered the team. What weren't you seeing?
It was just that, you know, when we got to pick up the level of intensity. You know, it was good, but I just felt like, you know, it's at this point in time in practice and training camp, we haven't felt a lull. And I didn't want it to become a lull. And so I just readdressed it. Okay, you may start to feel this. This is what we've, you know, been talking about. Let's fight through this. And I thought they did a good job of it.
You guys got to look today at what life would be like without Podlesny, giving him a day off. What, when he's not out there, how
well,
much more valuable?
Well, Nick Seymour's done a good job as far as, you know, that's a valuable position. You know, all the close calls and alignment of the defense and things like that, and Alan Bradford. And I think, you know, we looked at it and said, this will give those guys a chance to really take ownership, you know, to be with the first for Nate and, you know, really get a chance to evaluate him as a guy that's a backup, and can he do the things we're asking him to do.
Touch your back to what it was like in June when you got a bunch of receivers out.
Right.
Where's your frustration level?
You know what? I think, you know, just like in OTAs and stuff, guys will step up and see. Remember, Bumpus kind of stepped up and stuff, so we'll get an opportunity. Look, you know, some of the Tannen-Doss thing, we'll see. The other guys, you know, we were pretty cautious on Allen Robinson. You know, it felt a little bit of tightness. We held him out. You know, I think it's just to ensure at this time of the year we want to err on that side. So, you know, we'll get those guys back, and Cecil's making good progress. So it'll give guys an opportunity to grow, and we just got to continue to be smart. I think the challenge for us now is when you do lose some numbers, not to pile up the reps on other guys. You know, that'll be the challenge for us right now. So we'll take a look at it, get a feel after we get more report from the trainers where we're at.
Cecil felt his was first, just a little bit of tightness as well, but it cannot be strong.
Yeah.
We
just got to wait and see. I think we're going to, you know, end up, they're going to MRI to make sure. You know, that's just the way it was important to me.
If Doss misses time, who's up at Pumpkin Jump?
Well, right now, you know, Marquise has done it. Will Blackman's done it. You know, those guys. So Copeland, we're trying to train to do it some. So, you know, and then as a kick returner, Todman, you know, is a guy that we're looking at. So, you know, we're fortunate in that Will Blackman's done it, you know, and Marquise Lee. So we'll continue to get them to grow. And if anything else, we'll, you know, provide depth for us.
Tell them, sir.
Well, I think, you know, I've always thought that he was very athletic. I thought he had a pretty good understanding. Winston's challenge was to become mature as a player, the consistency that we're looking for. And so we really liked his skill set. Now, I think now that he's got a chance to you know, he's worked himself up to where he's in that spot right now, we're seeing a higher level of maturity, and I think we're seeing him grow. So I think that's what we're excited about now.
You know, you had kids that have a cheap shot in practice, and you have a suspension and stuff like that. Did you think twice about it? I mean, it worked out okay.
No. I think, you know, we're aggressiveness, and, you know, that's okay. We got to tone it down. And, again, it goes back to foolish penalties. We don't want foolish penalties, but we're not going to, you know, if it's an aggressive penalty and one that happens because, you know, it's a bang-bang play, those things happen. But, you know, we got to steer them away from foolish penalties.
Tell us.
Yeah, you know, we made a little bit more emphasis. We took one-on-ones, and we did it at a different period of practice so that we could go team run, get everybody involved. And I think that, you know, in this, the last period here, the four plays of red zone, we're going to be some runs. So, you know, I think with the full pads, we really got to capture that, and we're putting more of an emphasis on the run game. And it's come along. You saw some breakout runs. You know, some of the before practices, you'd see one here, one there. Today, there are a couple. So, you know, we'll just keep working at it.
A lot of folks kind of feel like Toby's the lead guy, that's everybody else competing. Is that accurate?
Well, I think, you know, he's a guy, I think once we get into a game, we'll really see what he brings. But Todman's done a nice job. I think it's important to have change-ups, and we've got that with Todman and D-Rob, their speed. Storm is kind of in between. You know, Storm's really got a good feel for the scheme, and you're seeing him, you know, as far as a good vision. So, you know, we'll just, you know, see as we go through preseason where they're at.
Leroy adapting to that auto position.
Yeah.
Like you thought he would.
Right. What you look for at that spot is a guy with size and length. That's really what you're looking for there. Now, for Leroy, he's got great toughness, great explosiveness. So that's what his attributes are. And if he does things right, I think he can end up being a pretty good auto for us. You know, but his challenge is to be consistent on doing everything right because he might not have the length exactly what you're looking for. So he's really got to be on it. And when he is, he does a really good job.
What did Telvin Smith show you today?
Well, Telvin, you're seeing him now. He's getting some reps with the first group, nickel. And his speed on the field. I think when you've got three wides on the field, it's important to get some speed. And that's what Telvin, I think it's a smaller package. So for him, he can really dive into that now. And, we'll see how it works out with Gino. You know, right now how we're doing is Gino's going with first and second down, Telvin with on third down.
Is the guy surprised you that he's coming as fast?
Yeah, I think he's surprised our team as far as his maturity. Yes, I do. I think that he's really taken on more of a leadership role within that group. I think that he's seen differently by our guys because of his work ethic and how he approaches practice. So he's really grown in that area. And I don't think there'd be any argument with the DB group on that.
You think if you played Seattle and knew your system and all that?
That helps. Mm-hmm. I think it relieves some anxiety coming in, you know, to our organization.
When you knew Red was becoming available, how much of a must-get did you feel he had to be for your team?
Well, I just thought that, you know, it gave us a chance to get bigger up front. And, I know what he's capable of doing and also what he brings to a team, his leadership. And, you know, we've got strong leadership in Sendarik and Roy, and to get another piece like that. And he's big. He creates some issues offensively.
How much is his girth in the chest area? How unique is that, do you think, in
he's
the NFL?
Big, and I think you talk to our offensive linemen. You know, that's the one thing to come back. They say, you know, Clem and Andre Branch are really good. They got all these players. But Red's a whole different issue. You know, he's big, he's strong, and he's something to deal with. And that's what you want to do defensively. You want to create some uniqueness and some difficulties for an offense.